You're on notice, a warning to Ports of Auckland from the Workplace Safety Minister, Michael Wood. An Auckland Council-led safety review into the ports is due to be released soon. It follows three deaths in recent years, including two fatal crushings at the port, one involving a straddle carrier and the other a freight container. Last night, workers told Checkpoint they were worried nothing will change and the pressure to move freight quickly could cost lives. Minister Michael Wood says he expects all recommendations of the independent report to be adopted, and anything short of that would be intolerable. I started by asking the Minister if he thought it was safe to work at Ports of Auckland.
Well, clearly what we have had in recent years are a number of fatalities and serious incidents at the port of Ports of Auckland. That has raised concerns serious enough that the port's ultimate owner, Auckland Council, has called for an independent review of health and safety practice at the port. That information should be coming through, and that will tell us the full story, I expect, and tell us what needs to change to make sure that this WorkSafe is safe and that we do not expect or accept further fatalities or serious injuries. There have been prosecutions which have successfully gone through the courts, which have spoken to a failure to follow through on the duties that are imposed on the Ports of Auckland as an employer. That is unacceptable. And that is why I was very pleased that Auckland Council took the leadership and took the step last year to launch an independent review. We need to see that information soon. There needs to be a total commitment to making any changes that are recommended through that process.
How has it got so bad, though, Minister? Do these people at the port think they're above the rules?
Well, let's just be very clear that no one's above the rules and no one should even begin to think that they're above rules that go to the heart of the health and safety of people when they turn up for work. I mean, the stories that come out of this situation are just tragic when you listen to the accounts of the families who have lost, you know, people who are absolutely dear to them. What we can glean from some of the court cases that have gone through here is that there have been issues around the incentive culture where people are effectively being encouraged to do more and do it faster in what was a high-risk environment, and that was one of the key findings in the case.
So, Minister, does the port have an attitude problem when it comes to safety?
Well, clearly, progress has not been made to date that is acceptable, and I will be keeping a very close eye on the response of the port, its board and its management, to the report that has been commissioned and will be coming through. And in my view, if there is anything less than a complete acceptance and a complete willingness to change practice to look after the well-being and health and safety of workers there, that will be intolerable.
You're putting them on notice?
Yes, I am.
So you've indicated that you want them to accept the findings of this report, right? Have you seen it yourself?
No, I haven't seen the report yet.
Okay.
But as soon as it's available, I will be reviewing it.
So you expect them to take on board the full findings of this report, correct?
Yes, that's right. I think when you've had a situation where you've had multiple fatalities, and when your owner, which, and let's be clear about this, is a public body as well, when a report is commissioned on that basis, when it's dealing with such serious matters, you would be expecting the entity to take full account of it. Now, one of the, I think, issues that has played into health and safety at the port here has been, of course, we do have a port that's at arm's length. It's governed by a board. It's a little bit arm's length from its ultimate owner, Auckland Council. That's all fine and well. But I think when you go to issues that are as serious as this, which involve fatalities, which involve whether a workforce can feel safe and confident to go into their workplace, then that has huge public interest around it. And I expect the port will take that seriously and will respond accordingly.
Radio New Zealand understands that the port has lawyers reviewing the findings. What do you make of that?
Well, of course, it's up to the port whether they wish to engage legal advice. It would be up to any entity if that was the case. But if it was the case that legal resources were being used by the port to in any way frustrate the release of this independent report into health and safety, in my view, that would be unacceptable and intolerable. I don't have the full facts on that, but if that was the case, I simply don't think it can stand.
When you say that you are putting the port on notice, what do you mean exactly?
Well, as you said before, no one is above the law. And that has been what has played out here. WorkSafe, who ultimately are the regulator for health and safety in New Zealand, have taken these issues seriously. They've launched prosecutions where these events have happened, where lives have been lost. I've been working closely with Maritime New Zealand, who are leading a piece of work to deal with the issues around fatigue that seem to sit at the heart of some of these issues as well. And I've been in contact with Auckland Council as well, who are equally concerned about these issues, to offer them my full support in making sure that this workplace can be a safe environment for its workers.
Checkpoint requested a summary of notifications to WorkSafe from the ports, right? We've got a list of incidents here, including container not being secured, a automated straddle driving into a retaining wall, and a container falling on one of the workers. This is just a few of the incidents listed on this report. Not a single one was investigated by WorkSafe New Zealand. What do you think of that?
Well, that's new information to me, and that is something that I'm very happy to raise with WorkSafe to understand why that would be the case. What I would say is that WorkSafe have taken the issues at the port seriously. We've seen them undertake prosecutions where we've had fatalities on the port, and I'll be working with them to make sure that they have the appropriate oversight.
Does it concern you that they would not conduct their own investigation into a fatality at the port? There was an investigation by Maritime New Zealand, but should WorkSafe not be investigating that? Isn't it their core business?
WorkSafe and Maritime New Zealand work together to make sure that health and safety is regulated and investigated properly. You don't necessarily want to have a situation where you have two regulators overlapping and effectively doing the same thing at the same time. The key thing would be to make sure that there is oversight and investigation where required. So I'm happy to look at that information to make sure that we did have the appropriate authority conducting investigations.
And that is Minister Michael Wood.